Hi, welcome to Guidatrice 365, revenue news, updates and coaching tips. Today we've reached 204. And yes, thanks for those who have reached out lately. I thought today we can do an update. The reports, you've been asking about my surgery and my update there. So that's really good. I'm now back in active practice and clinic. So really excited about that. And that's with the Canterbury Neuromuscular Clinic. So yeah, it's really good to be back in service, helping and healing people coming in. So it's been great being back. So thank you very much for all those asking. So we can move on now. But what I've also done is I've actually reached out to quite a few of my regular supporters here, and those on Facebook that will be joining the new group that we will be running during Q2 for my 5-day program. And the request that I asked of them is to just maybe just flick me a message or flick me a DM about maybe some topics that you'd like me to touch on. Lately we've been talking about beliefs and behaviors. I've also been going through the 12-step program that is currently in my ebook on Amazon. So we've been running through that. So I think we're up to we've run through quite a few of them. Goal setting, ways to structure and plan not only your business but life as well. We've touched on some things. I think integrity is next, and just how we show up each day. So how we show up and use that conviction to really drive us to actually finish those projects that we've had there on the back burner, and always just get pushed aside because the normal daily routines just take over. So really just how you can structure that. So we'll be going over that through the next, probably right through to episode 300. If you haven't already, just go back through some of these episodes. There's some real nuggets in there, some wise words throughout. A lot of my interviews that I now have on the Lifetime Partners show, you'll see that there's regular interviews that I pop on here every now and then as well. So just click on those, actually just listen in to some of those calls, and you'll learn a lot. And it may be that what you're needing right now at that point of time that you need to hear. And I think that's a good thing about podcasts, is that we can go back and listen to things. You know, maybe something's going on in your life and you'll just flick through and you'll find one podcast, and it may only just be that one thing that you need to hear that can spark an idea or help you to create that next step that you're looking for in your life or in your business as well. So do that. Just go back through some of those. Like I said, the next week we will be going through a little bit more in detail about integrity and conviction. So keep an eye out for that. But today, really, that's all the news updates. Still a little concerned for the world at large. I hear, and I've been speaking with people from London and USA, Germany, and all say the same. You know, we are almost tired of being at home and not having that structure or that format. You know, but there are ways around this. There are ways that you can include that. But, you know, even hearing to the point where some people are so distraught that, you know, sleep has become part of their routine and they just don't have that energy or that drive anymore even to just get up and to even try to form some structure in their days. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. I will be talking a lot about that actually during my 5-day series and that's coming up. But yeah, just reach out to those around you. Remember, use your support crew. Use the tools that are there in the community. People really do care genuinely, and they really just want to offer their service for you. So don't let your pride or ego hold you back and stop you from making those changes that you know in yourself that may need to be made. And for those of you who are okay, just remember to keep an eye out with the people around you and just reach out to them, even if it is just a message, sending some loving words or sending some words of support. Okay, so that's it from me today. I will tune in with you again tomorrow.